The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, we have a couple of things we are keeping an eye out for, but it seems like Asian markets are struggling to find direction this morning after the rather lackluster trading session on Wall Street overnight. So far, we have investors looking like they are keeping an eye out for the G20 summit at the end of the week and also the latest sanctions on Iran by the US, targeting the supreme leader there and 8 military commanders. To help us get a bigger picture on what's going on, we've got Margaret Young, Market analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to hear, Margaret. Okay, things that are keeping us busy. Of course, you've got Donald Trump in the news and his latest sanctions on Iran. This was what he promised over the weekend. And now you've got new financial sanctions on the supreme leader and 8 military commanders. So I'm keeping an eye out for what's the reaction to oil prices. And it seems like we didn't get a sharp rise as what some people might have expected with the rise in tensions in the Middle East. What's going on there for oil prices?
Yes. So President Trump has just signed a bill to implement new economic sanctions over Iran. However, because there are already first round of sanctions implemented earlier this year, which covers more than 80% of Iran's entire economy. So this second round of sanctions will have likely very limited impact to the economy at all. And also the existing sanction already eliminated entire Iran's oil export to the global economy. So there won't be much more room and the impact will be very, very small on oil market. And last night we saw mixed reaction on WTI and Brent oil. WTI went up and Brent dropped. So that mixed reaction shows that oil market is still trying to strike a balance. And besides of Iran, we have a couple more factors to be taking into consideration. The continuous dropping in the U.S. dollar is definitely a big supporting factor for all those commodities. And also, we are going to see another OPEC meeting in early July following the G20 meeting. So a lot of geopolitical events are scheduled on the next 1 or 2 weeks. And the consensus is that OPEC countries will likely to extend the output cut until the second half of this year to support oil prices. So it looks like the risk is pointing towards the upside of crude oil prices, although in the short term, we see some profit-taking.
Okay, so it seems like there's a bias for the upside for oil prices. So is this a good time to look at the proxies when you're thinking of profiting from this rise in oil prices?
Well, in the very short term, we saw that we see some resistance, but in the midterm, I think there will be more upside. And in the local market, there are plenty of offshore and marine companies which are related to crude oil price movements, like Sembcorp Marine and Keppel Corp or those. And if traders are interested in like getting more volatility, they can look at some oil ETFs and even CFD products.
Okay, so that's oil. We are chatting with Margaret Young, market analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, the other thing that's making the headlines is gold is pushing new six-year highs. And overnight, you're looking at a picture where it's gone up by nearly 0.8% so far this morning. So you are seeing a very, I guess, optimistic picture for gold. What's pushing gold and what is the outlook for the prices when we are looking at the rest of the year?
Yes, gold rally was very strong in the last 3 to 4 weeks. So in a bigger picture, we saw that Fed and other central banks are planning to cut interest rates in the next 6 months. So that's going to fuel a lot of liquidity into the market. So that means the paper money is going to likely to depreciate. And they are in a competitive kind of depreciation.
All right, Margaret Young, market analyst at CMC Markets. We'll keep it there for now, Margaret. Thank you so much for your time this morning and have a great day ahead.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.